Wages and salaries. How much have they increased over the last 39 years?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Wages and salaries of full-time employees adjusted for inflation, which dropped significantly between 2009 and 2013, started to rise since 2012 and averaged at $45,400 during the first quarter of this year. In 1979, average wages and salaries were $12,500 per year, and that's for full-time employees. Wages rose to $15,700 by 82, an average annual raise of 8%. Huge raise, right? Wrong. Despite the 25% increase in wages over 3 years' time, adjusted for inflation, actual wages dropped by 6%. After the double dip recession of 1980-1983, wages went back up, reaching $20,000 by 1988, an average increase of 5% a year. Not bad. This time round, real wages also rose, but by much less, actually around 1% a year. By 1998, average wages had risen to $27,300, an average annual raise of 4%. The economy did pretty well after the recession of 91. However, adjusting for inflation, average wages remained the same over a decade. We started with $12,500 in 1979. And by 1998, wages have gone up to $27,300, more than twofold increase. However, that is all smoke and mirrors. Adjusting for inflation, the sad truth is that real wages had actually dropped by 3% during those two decades. Average wages of full-time employees rose by 45% between 98 and 2010, despite the two recessions in between. That is an average annual raise of 4%. And this time round, even after adjusting for inflation, real wages actually rose. Nothing like the 4%, but something like less than 1% a year. Average wages and salaries for full-time employees adjusted for inflation rose from $42,300 in today's dollars in 1979 to $43,900 in today's dollars in 2002, an increase of 4% over 30 years, or a little better than 1% every decade. But even that didn't hold. The Great Recession dropped wages all the way back to $42,500 by 2013, which makes the inflation-adjusted wage increase of less than 1% over a 35-year period. That is bad. However, wages are on the way up. In 2014 and 15, average wages increased by 2%. In 2016 and 17, the raise was 3%. All of these at a time where inflation was exceptionally low. Since 2014, adjusted for inflation, real wages rose by 5%. Pretty good for a four-year period. Wages are starting to go up. However, inflation also appears to have woken up. And for the first time since 2013, wage increases have been less than the rate of inflation over the last two quarters. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.